The sheriff of Waukesha County is pointing an accusing finger at the U.S.-Mexico border. He says the lion's share of the controlled substances ravaging southeastern Wisconsin originates south of the border and easily passes across it, particularly heroin. Sheriff Eric Severson testified Wednesday before the U.S. Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs. Here are a few of his comments.
Today, Mexican drug cartels are growing poppy plants to manufacture locally produced heroin, making Mexico a source country for heroin for the United States. Methamphetamine is an emerging drug threat in Wisconsin, and 95% of the methamphetamine in Wisconsin comes from Mexico. The drug public health crisis is not limited to border communities or major cities alone. In the last 10 years, my county has lost 387 of our citizens due to controlled substance overdose deaths. Last year alone, we experienced over 35 drug-related deaths. One-third of that total involved heroin. Fentanyl, an adulterant often added to heroin, has increased the lethality of heroin, and we now see fentanyl as yet another illicit drug entering the United States through the southern border. On a local level, we're doing all we can to protect our citizens. And last year, my deputies administered Narcan 21 times, but only saving 17 lives. Along with the drug trafficking business comes violence. Robberies, home invasions, burglaries, and thefts are all the byproduct of drug users seeking the resources to fuel their addiction. Our community's drug enforcement officers must face the dangerous realities of the drug trade in Wisconsin. One example of this is the growing use of mobile drug crews. These dealers sell heroin from stolen vehicles that are often carjacked at gunpoint and will evade apprehension by recklessly eluding police by ramming squads and even citizen-owned vehicles in an effort to escape apprehension. These dangerous drug dealers are frequently well-armed and use counter-surveillance techniques which add to the danger to law enforcement and the community.